warm welcome and warm words from Rav Turetsky. The feelings are quite mutual, and I thank Avia for running off the sheet. Anybody doesn't have a sheet because I have a few extras, so we're all good? We're all good? Okay, if you need any more, you have more here. Okay, seeing that it is one of the Shoshah Regalim, let's learn a pertinent talacha about the Chag, which applies in all three of the Regalim. And so it's a very, very fundamental concepts are discussed here as well. Okay, let's start at the top right from Pasuk to Psukim and Sefer Melachim. We know that there was the Isha Shunamit, and she was hosting Elisha, and she wanted to visit him. Vatikra, we're going to top right now. Vatikra El Isha, she said to her husband, Vatomer, and she said, Shocha Nali Echad Minanarim, Vahatatonot, Varutza Ad Isha Elokim, Vashuva. I need some transportation. Let's facilitate that. And I will visit the Isha Elokim, otherwise known as Elisha, and I will return home. Vayomer, and her husband responded, Madua at Holecha Elav Hayom. Why do you want to visit this exalted individual today? Lo Chodesh v'lo Shabbat. It's neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbat. Ratomer Shalom, so I have my reasons. Now, the husband said, it would be fine to visit him were today Rosh Chodesh or Shabbat, but in the middle of the week and the middle of the month, why are you going? So, the Gemara says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah to Zayin Amabet, V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayav Adam Lahakbil Pinei Rabo Berego. It is a chiyuv. There's an obligation for a person to visit his Rebbe, his or her Rebbe, on the regel. Shneamar, as we learned from the case of the Shunamit woman, Madua at Holecha Elav Hayom, Lo Chodesh Lo Shabbat. He says, granted, if it was Chodesh or Shabbat, I understand why I want to visit him. But today is neither. So, Michlal, I can deduce from what the husband responded, to the Chodesh v'Shabbat, on Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, it is on Shabbat, Iboi La Lemezal, it would be fine for her to see her Rebbe, the Isha Elokim. Elisha is a very high exalted spiritual person. And not only for her, but other women and other men as well. Okay, now, let's ask the question. The statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, did he say that you have to meet the Rebbe on Shabbat or Chodesh or Regel? What did he say? What did Rabbi Yitzchak say? In the Regel. And the Pasuk, which he brings as a proof, refers to what? Refers to Chodesh and Shabbat. So you have a very big logical question here. If I want to prove something, I should prove from the source. If I want to say that it's Texas is a hot place, I shouldn't be bringing a mashal from Montana. It's not the same. So if the intention of Rabbi Yitzchak is to prove that on a regel, one is required to go and visit the Rebbe, so bring a pasuk which refers to the regel. Instead, he brings a pasuk which refers to Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, which, to the best of my knowledge, is not synonymous with Rosh Chodesh and Shabbat. So, the Mefarshim approach this. We'll see a different approach later on, but let's see our first approach right now. Sefer Beinu Chananel, in the right side, where the black print, Vakshinan, V'haregel, B'regel, B'regel Amanu. The Gemara says regel, and yet we bring a proof from Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh. Ufarkinan, we answer up, im, it's all based on geography and proximity. Im rabo sharoi b'makom karovlo, if the Rebbe is found nearby, chayav lakbil panav b'chol chodesh v'shabbat. You have to go every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbat. V'im hu b'makom rachok, but if he's further away, chayav lakbilo b'rego. You have to see him only on Rosh Chodesh. In other words, it's all based on proximity. If he's far away, at least on the regel. If he's closer, then maybe every Shabbat, every Rosh Chodesh. The Ritva says the same thing. Let's take a look at the Ritva. It's one of the four Shemana Gemara. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Shneamar, Lo Chodesh, Lo Shabbat. V'im Tomar. We have a question. In K, if that's the case, that we learn from Shabbat v'Chodesh, Havalei Lameimar, the Gemara should have said, Chayva Damakvil Pnei Rabo B'Shabbat. Yesh Lomar. So the answer up, Rabbi Yitzchak Tafas B'Kseya Acharon. He took the extreme case, the very least. Ki HaKabbalah Hu B'Chol HaTamud. The principle in all the Gemara for this halacha is, Kifi Keruvo L'Rabo, based on your proximity to your Rebbe. Now get ready for this. Ki Imu Ba'ir, if your Rebbe lives in the same city as you, Chayav Liroto B'Chol Yom. You have to see him every day. The Lo Sagya B'Lav Havi. And anything less than that is improper. If the Rebbe lives next door, you should visit the Rebbe every day. V'Imu Chutz La'ir Makom Karov. But if the Rebbe lives outside the city, but not that far away, the same county, let's say, Pam Achat B'Shavua, Oh, B'Chodesh, once a week for Shabbat, or once every month. V'Zeh Shekatuv, Maduat Alech Lilav Hayom L'Chodesh L'Shabbat, Shirit Oto, why are you going there? V'Mhu Makom Rachok, Yesh Lo L'Roto, Pam Achat B'Regal. At the very least, go every Shlosha Regalim. V'Lo Tzok Ad Yisak Lazir, El Lamish Rabo, Makom Rachok, Shloit Atzol L'Roto, one should not be lazy, one should see the Rebbe, at the very least, every Regal, make the attempt and go, but every Shabbat, and every Chodesh, if they live close, fine. If they don't, then you can get by every regal. Okay, one more Gemara before we see the Mefarshim about the scope in this. Now, if the Rebbe lives far away, generally speaking, do people always take their families with them on trips? Does that always happen or not always? Yes, no? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So now the Gemara says something of that you have to balance this obligation with other obligations. So the story as follows. We're in Masechet Sukkah of Zayin with Bet, the second line was underlined. Tanu Rabbanan, Maseh B'Rabbi Eloi, Shehalach Lakbil Pnei Rabbi Eliezer Rabo B'Lud B'Rega. We all know that Lud is a famous city. That's where the airport is. So Rabbi Eloi, on one of the Shlosha Regalim, went to visit his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer. Now one would expect the Rebbe should be happy to see him, but we see that did not take place. Amar lo, Shabbat said, Eloi, Eincha Mishofte HaRegel. You're not celebrating the Regel. You should be at home with your family having some Chatachag. What are you doing here? Shayar B'Yezer Omer, Mishabeach Ani Et Ha'atzlanin. I praise those people who are lazy. She'ein Yotzin Nibateyem B'Regel. In other words, even though the reason why they don't leave home on regal is not for good reason, because they're couch potatoes, nevertheless, the fact that they're at home enjoying with their families is a good thing. Dichtiv, v'samachta ata uveitecha. So, instead of having simchat achad with your families, with your spouses, with your children, why are you at my home? Now wait, he was very upset. Why is Rabbi Yezer upset with Rabbi Loi? Rabbi Loi is doing a good thing. Aini, is this so? Lama Rabbi Yitzchak, the one we just saw, Minayin Shechayev Adam Lakbil Pnei Rabo B'Regel, Shnemar, Madua At Holechet Eilav Hayom, Lo Chodesh V'Lo Shabbat. Michla, we can deduce from here, the B'Chodesh V'Shabbat, Michayev Inish Lakbulei Apei Rabbei. One has to greet and visit his or her Rebbe. So Rabbi Loi was just merely doing what the Gemara mandated. So why was Rabbi Eliezer upset with him? Lo Kasha, no difficulty. If a person can walk to his Rebbe and return home, then it's a good thing. The ha de azil, if you walk, the lo ati biyome, and you can't make it back. In other words, there's a balance in here. There's a very important principle of visiting one's Rebbe, and there's another principle about having simchat achad with one's family. What takes precedence? The family. Exactly, the family. If a person can visit the Rebbe and get back in time to see his or her family, that's great. That's wonderful. But if going to see one's Rebbe will preclude him or her from spending Chag with their families, then she put it aside. So we see that a lot of times in life. They're very very important values contrasting each other. So if the person can do both of them, that's wonderful. But you have to choose. You have to see which more important. So the most important thing on Chag is having it with one's family. If one can also get a Rebbe, a visit to one's Rebbe, that's great. But not if it precludes seeing one's Rebbe. That's according to Gemara Masechet Sukkah. Okay, now, let's think. Why? Why is there an obligation to visit one's Rebbe on Chag? What's the logic behind this. Any ideas? Come again?
Covered.
Very, very good. Okay, any other ideas? Two? Very good, excellent. Basically, both of you nailed it, that the major question is the fundamental of this halacha, kavod harav, showing respect and admiration for one's rabbi, or is it to learn Torah? Now, especially, we have a halacha that 30 days before Chag, we have to start learning the halachot, especially by Pesach, by Sukkot as well, and Shavuot, that, and so where we go to one's rabbi for, to learn Torah. So is the fundamental halacha here one of kavod harav, kavod haTorah, or of limud haTorah? What would be a practical difference? What would be a nafka mina, a difference between the two opinions? Let's say the rabbi says, you know what? It's okay. I'm busy enough as it is. I know you respect me. This and that. I respect you. You don't have to come. So if it's an inyan of kavod, then the rabbi could say, it's fine. Don't visit me. Just like when we have to stand up for rabbeim. The rabbi says, it's okay. You can sit down. The rabbi can be mochel on his kavod. But if it's an inyan of learning Torah, we have to learn. Even the rabbi says, yeah, you don't have to come visit me, but you want to learn. So that's one possible difference. Okay. Now, we'll see some of the mefarshim, and we'll see that the Rishonim learn differently based on what both of you said. Very excellent. Okay, let's take a look first at the Rambam. Hilchot Talmud Torah. V'chayav la'amod mipnei rabo. We're in Hilchot Talmud Torah, okay? Halacha Zayin. V'chayav la'amod mipnei rabo. Mishiranu mirachok melo einav. Once a person sees one's Rebbe, he or she has to stand up as long as you can see the Rebbe. Ad sheet kaseh mimenu, until you no longer see him or her. V'lo yireh komato, v'chaka kesheh. In other words, if there's a Talmid Chacham who's not your Rebbe, then within Arba Mot, you have to stand up. Then you sit down. If it's your own Rebbe, as long as you see him or her, you have to stand up. And once you no longer see that person, then you can sit down. In the same halacha says the Rambam, v'chayav adam lakpil et pnei rabo b'regal. And one would see one's Rebbe in the regal. So this Rambam, where the Rambam records this halacha, which reason would this support? Kavod HaRav or Limud Torah? What do you think? Exactly, 100%. Not only is this an adjacent halacha, in the same halacha itself, which talks about the prime halacha of Kavod HaRav, namely standing up for Rebbe, is brought down the halacha of visiting the Rebbe during Yom Tov. So according to the Rambam, it is very, very clear that what predicates this halacha of visiting Rebbe in Yom Tov is Kvot Tamidei Chachamim. Excellent. Now, just parenthetically, the Rambam did not bring down the clause that this only applies if a person can make it to visit the Rebbe and get back home on time again. So the Kesef Mishnah deals with that. Why the Rambam didn't bring it down? Just mentioning that. Okay. Now, let's see the Ramban at the bottom right, who has a different approach. Now, famous pasuk, Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. What does it mean, L'Kadsho? So, let's do a Ramban, very fundamental. Bottom right, first line. Where's that line? V'derech HaPshat Amru, Shehi Mitzvah, Shemizkor Tamid B'chol Yom, Et HaShabbat. Every day of the week, remember Shabbat. This morning is Yom Yom Chamishi V'Shabbat. This morning, by saying today's Thursday, namely the fifth day, remind ourselves of Shabbat. Shalonish kachaya, we won't forget it. The loit chaleifan b'shayanim. We will not switch it for other days. Why? What's so important about this? Ki b'zachreinu oto tamid, when we constantly mention there is a Shabbat, yizkor maseh b'reshit b'chol eit. Remember that God made the world, yesh me'ayin, out of nothing. That there's a creator and he has a plan. V'nodeh b'chol eit, sheyesh olam b'rei. We will constantly say and state that there is a creator. He commanded us with this sign. In other words, to remember Shabbat is important to realize that there is a creator, there is a boss, this world is not Hefka. There's a plan. That's number one. What does it mean, L'Kadsho? Now, a lot of people say the idea of Shabbat is that people need a break. That, in fact, there's support for this from the Lukot Shni Yot and Sefer Dvarim, that we're no longer Avadim, that we don't work 7, we do not work 24-7, that they need a break. We need a physical break, an emotional break, we need a break, take it easy. But there's more to Shabbat than just not becoming erotic. The Tam L'Kadsho, Shiehei Zichroneinu Bo, Liot Kadosh Beinenu. It's a holy day. Kamosh Amar of Kavata Shabbat Onik, Kedosh Hashem Mechubad. That Shabbat is called Kedosh Hashem. There's a spiritual element. Vatam, Shua Shvita Be'inenu. Why do we relax and not do work? Avor, Shuyom Kadosh, Lifanot Bo, Miskea Makshavot, Mevlez Menin. It's to take ourselves, to elevate ourselves from the day-to-day grind of just getting through the day. Latekbo oneg v'nafshenu, spiritual soul food, b'dachay Hashem. Now here comes, v'lalechet el hachachamim v'el hanivim l'shmoa divrei Hashem. It's to go to get Torah, all right, from the nevi'im through the chachamim. K'mosh ne'emar, and he quotes the pasuk which we're learning today, madua atolechet elav hayom, lo chodesh v'lo shabbat. Shayat Darkam Kein. It was their way to go to the Chachamim on Shabbat and Chodesh. The Chachamu Razal, Nichlad B'Chodesh B'Shabbat, Tvoy L'Mezal. So according to Ramban, this halacha is what? Is a function of Kavod Arav or of Talmud Torah? Exactly, Talmud Torah. All right, so the Ramban focuses that this basically, days when we're not working, Rosh Chodesh to a degree, Shabbat for sure, Yom Tov for sure, we go to Talmidei Chachamim to learn Torah, to elevate ourselves, to get some soul food, to get ourselves close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let's also learn the Sefer Chasidim on top, one of the Rishonim. This is very, very interesting. And once again, who is the source for this halacha? Which person? The Shunamit. All right, so he says like this. Chayav Adam Lumod Levnotav HaMitzvot Regod Piskei Halacha. A person is required to teach his daughters halacha, umasha rusam leit lisha Torah kilum datiflut. What the Gemara says in Masechet Sota that may be improper to teach women Torah. Zeu omek Talmud v'tamei mitzvot v'sdei Torah. That is referring to Gemara in depth if they want to by teaching against their will, and the reasons of mitzvot and kabbalistic secrets. Otan em lamdin lisha l'katan. That the father does not force it on his daughters. But, as I'm unfortunately explained, if a woman wants to learn on her own, that's something totally different. Aval, it says to the Sefer Chasidim, halachot mitzvot, learning halachot Shabbat, altar of halacha, yilmed la, he has a teacher. Shim lo teda halachot Shabbat, if she doesn't know, ech tishmor Shabbat, how will she be shomer Shabbat? V'chein kol mitzvot, kidei lasot lizaher the mitzvot. Share, here's a big proof. Bimei Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, Anashim V'Nashim, Gedolim U'Tanim, men and women, adults and minors, Yadu Afilu Tarot V'Kodeshim, even the most difficult parts of Lamacha. V'Zeo Hakel, now we read this in the midst of Hakel. V'Zeo Hakel Ta'am, Anashim V'Nashim V'Taf, everybody came, even including women. Everybody was there. Why? Okay, I'm jumping down a little bit. Two lines to the bottom. Vashunamit, the case of women we're learning about. Holechet v'shomat hadrasha mipi Elisha, sheyamar maduat olechet elav hayom, lo chodesh lo shabbat, michlad v'chodesh v'shabbat holechet. So, is the Sefer Chasidim in the camp of the Ramban or in the camp of the Rambam? Talmud Torah or Kvod Arav?
Ramban.
Right, exactly, very good. He's like with the Ramban, that the reason for seeing one's Rebbe on Yom Tov is for Talmud Torah. That's all he's talking about over here. And there's a very big point that women have to learn Torah, at least the halachot, because she's the source for this halacha. Okay, so now, we have two ways of approaching this halacha, and now I want to ask you a big question. The Rambam recorded this halacha, that one is required to visit one's Rebbe on Yom Tov. Great. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah of Rav Yaakov, the son of the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo, nowhere say that a person is obligated, chayav, to see one's Rebbe on Yom Tov. Even though it's an open Gemara, it's not put down as an obligation in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Shulchan Aruch does record that it is a divine mitzvah, which means if a person does it, it's a great thing. One gets schar for doing it, but he never writes an obligation. How do we see this? Normally speaking, Is a river an appropriate place to be hanging out, crossing rivers on Shabbat to Yom Tov? Is that the best usage of Shabbat to Yom Tov? No, it's not. Because if one person winds up in a river, he might do some halachically forbidden thing, but wring out his clothes. It's not the smartest idea. But if there is extenuating circumstances, then Chazal said, it's okay. And one of the examples which the Shulchan Aruch brings where a person can go through a river on Shabbat, or Yom Tov, is visiting one's Rebbe because it's a Dvar Mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch agrees this is a Dvar Mitzvah, but he never wrote that's an obligation. So what's going on here? So I just want to bring down, we'll say it outside, the Noda of Yehuda is a very novel approach which is very, very fundamental. Okay, now the Noda of Yehuda was Yecheskel Landau, and he was the chief rabbi of in Czechoslovakia. Well, it used to be Czechoslovakia, Slovakia, Prague. Okay, he's after the Maral. So the Noda of Yehuda has the following approach. It's very profound. Okay, I'll start like this. What's worse? A ganav, a burglar who goes into a house at 3 o'clock in the morning and steals something, or a mugger in broad daylight who just says, it takes a while to wait and everybody sees him. What's worse, the ganav or the gazlan? The gazlan's like a mugger, broad daylight, and a ganav steals in the middle of the night. Which is a... Not, yes, we...
I don't know what he says, but I actually learned this in Rav Davidson.
That?
He says that the ganav is worse.
You're right.
Because the ganav at least has the midah of fear.
From
human.
But not
God. But
right.
The gazlan at least isn't scared of anything.
He's consistent. Excellent. That's exactly what I want to hear. Very, very good. Okay, but Rav Nevinsel Tzvarim are very, very good. My wife's really into them. They're very good. And yet, on his Sichot and Parshat Shavua, he speaks very clearly, and it's a very, very good sefer. Because he might have come, I'm just saying it's a good thing. Now, okay, that's the point, is that a ganav, a person who fears human beings, therefore he hides what he's doing, means he's more scared of people than of God, because he didn't steal. Whereas a gazlan, at least it's consistent. It's not scared of God, not scared of people. It doesn't get points for that, but at least it's not as a low level. That's on the negative side. Now, even on the positive side, it should never be that we are respecting human beings more than the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay? Now, obviously, it's important to respect Talmidei Chachamim, but it should never be that we respect Talmidei Chachamim more than Ribbono Shel Olam. And sometimes people get carried away that sometimes that their respect of humans is even more than Klapei Shmaya, which is not good. Now, says Noda Yehuda, when we have a Beit, generally speaking like this, B'zah Hashem, we shall have a Beit HaMikdash tomorrow, B'zah Hashem. And when there's a Beit HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, we go, not far from here to the Beit HaMikdash, we go to the Azara, we bring Karbanot, Olat Riyah, Shalmei Chagigah, and we kiviyachol, as if we're visiting the Kadosh Baruch Hu three times a year. Okay? Now, if that's the case, at the very most, you can only obligate a person to visit one's Rebbe three times a year. It shouldn't be that we're honoring Rebbeim more than Hashem. Now, how many Shabbatot are there a year? About 52 at least, unless the leap you have more. At least 52 Shabbatot a year. And Rosh Chodesh at least 12 times a year. So now, even though there is a concept of visiting a Rebbe on Shabbat and Yom Tov, it's non-obligation, because that means we'd be obligated to visit human beings more than Ribbono Shel Olam. That can't be. And the maximum is three, because three times we go to the Beit HaMikdash, therefore we can at the most only obligate people to be see the one's Rebbe three times. If you want to go on Shabbat, if you want to go on another day, if you want to go Rosh Chodesh, that's a wonderful thing. But it can't be an obligation. So it shouldn't be that we're honoring a human being more than Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, we go back to original Gemara. What was bothering us is that we want to say that we have to visit with Rebbe on Regel. And we bring Pesukim from what? From Shabbat and Yom and Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't add up. That's the point. Because we see from there it's a good thing to visit one's Rebbe. But as far as an obligation is concerned, it can't be more than three times. So, yes?
Shouldn't you be obligated then less, like, visit the Rebbe less than you're
obligated? That's an excellent point. I think the major point is it shouldn't be even more. Because they say, Morar Abach Kamara Shamayim. The Mishnah Pirkei Avot says he's one's Rebbe, like Hashem, but not more. But like, okay. I said good. So therefore, that's that one. Yes.
Oh, no, but couldn't be that visiting, maybe visiting Hashem isn't necessarily only Aliyah
LeRegel. Ah, yeah, fair. Okay, but here, that's an excellent point. But the Notabit understands that one is required geographically to go three times a day in a finite way. So therefore, we cannot have a finite obligation, which is more than visiting the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Okay? Therefore, that's now we understand why, even though it's nice to visit one's Rebbe on Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, because that happens more than three times a year, it cannot be an obligation. A divine mitzvah gets schar for it, that's fine. But as an obligation, it cannot be mandated. That's a new approach, so therefore, whereas the Ritva and Rabbeinu Hananel learned out its proximity, the Notabit says, no, very simply, we cannot mandate going more than three times a year. And therefore, that's why the Gemara says regular. Now, says the Notabit Yehuda, he continued on. Oh, question. The way the Notabit Yehuda is understanding this, is this halacha based on Limud Torah or on Kvod HaRav? Kvod HaRav, for sure. Right, because it's saying, you know, that respecting Hashem, respecting human beings. So he's in the camp of the Rambam that the halacha is predicated on Kavod. Okay. Now, says the Notabit Yehuda, let's go further stage. Unfortunately, right now, there is Churban Beit HaMikdash, possessions are built, rebuilt very soon, but in the time, present time, the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. Now, how many times do we Aliyah LeRegel at all? Zero, right? We can't, even those people say that one can go to the Har HaBayit nowadays, which in itself is a Machloket, but we can't bring Korban, no, we don't know where the Mizbeach is. If that's the case, says the Notabit Yehuda, we cannot mandate going to the Beit HaMikdash, being Mechayiv Lachbil Pnei Rabo, even once. That. Because what happens? If we have to visit our Rebbeim every Regel, so that's three times. And how many times are we going to the Beit HaMikdash for Aliyah LeRegel nowadays?
Zero.
Therefore, this halacha does not apply nowadays as a Dvar Chovah. As a Dvar Mitzvah, it's a good thing to do. But to mandate something, to mandate seeing a human being and not seeing the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, that we cannot do. Therefore, says the Rebbe Yehuda the following. The Rambam in his Yad Chazakah writes halachot which apply in times of the Mikdash and in times of the Churban HaBayit. So the Rambam is justified in recording this halacha because it applies in times of Beit HaMikdash. But the Shulchan Aruch, does that talk about Halachot Kodeshim? No, it only talks about halachot of Zman Hazeh. And therefore, seeing that nowadays one cannot mandate visiting one's Rebbe on the Regel, therefore it is not put down in the Shulchan Aruch. Just sum up this halacha. The Note of Yehuda is in the camp of the Rambam that visiting one's Rebbe on Regel is predicated upon respect. And wait a second, one cannot respect the human being more than respecting Hashem. Therefore, when there's a Beit HaMikdash and we go to respect Hashem in the Beit HaMikdash three times a year, then there's a responsibility to see one's Rebbe three times a year, but not more, and therefore not Shabbat and Yom Tov, when it's not required. But when there's no Beit HaMikdash, and we don't go Aliyah LeRegel to see Hashem even once, therefore there's no responsibility nowadays to see one's Rebbe. Okay. I just want to say, parenthetically, before I sum up with the Givot Olam, parenthetically, the Kloizenberg Rebbe has a very, very interesting approach. Let's say it's outside. That the Divrei Yosef is like this. We saw earlier that, according to Masechet Sukkah, that one only is Mekayim this halacha if one can see the Rebbe and get home, and that the halacha should not come at the expense of having some katachan with one's family. So, what does it boil down to? If the Rebbe lives in your town, then you have to Olam LeRegel, and then you receive the Rebbe in Yom Tov. If he doesn't live in town, then stay at home. So, family first. So, the bottom line is, should one live in the same city as one's Rebbe? So Gemara says, it depends upon the following thing. If a person is subjugated and has obedience to one's Rebbe, then it's good to live near the Rav, because he'll say what to do, and you'll obey, and everything will be great. But if a person is not going to listen, then he's not going to follow the mandates of the in serving Hashem, what the Rebbe says, then better, what's better, Bishogeg or Mezid? Shogi, better to live in another place. So this person won't be doing the wrong thing knowingly. So, Gemara says in Masechet Arachin, Rabbi Tachin says, no one nowadays knows to accept rebuke. Because people are not that level. Therefore, the Mishulchan Aruch holds that it's not really a good idea to live in the same town as the one's Rebbe. If that's the case, he has to stay home. If he doesn't bring down the halacha of going of mekabel rabba berego, whereas the Rambam says no. The Rambam says elsewhere that a person should live where his Rebbe is. The Rambam thinks that people will listen. If you're living near your Rebbe, then you have to go see Rebbe and come back home afterwards. That's parenthetical. I wanted to sum up with the Givot Olam. Let me tell a story or two. The Givot Olam is Rav Shurkin. Now, according to Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shurkin, who lives in Hanov, he learned for about 20 years at least by Rav Soloveitchik Tzatzal, and he has a sefer called Harei Kedem, a few volumes, where it's Rav Soloveitchik's thoughts halachically on the Regalim, the Chagim, and Shabbat. And then he wrote a sefer, Givot Olam, which deals with stories of Gedolim. So he says a very interesting thing here. Let's look at the bottom left. Harambam, this will tie everything together. Harambam, b'fticha, in his introduction, l'chol Talmud Torah kotev, yesh b'cholan shtei mitzvot asei, v'zel pertan. He says, there are two positive mitzvot for l'chol Talmud Torah, and this is what they are. Aleph, l'mod Torah, that's obvious. Bet, l'chabed milamdeha v'yodeha, to honor the people who teach Torah and people who know Torah. Now, so that's the introduction of the Rambam for the Hilchot Talmud Torah. Now, Rav Soloveitchik gets asked a very good, important question. We should think about this. Matam kalal haRambam et haMitzvah shel Kavod Talmidei Chachamim Hilchot Talmud Torah. I understand why the mitzvah of learning Torah is brought down to Hilchot Talmud Torah. It's pretty obvious. But why is the mitzvah of respecting, giving Kavod to Talmidei Chachamim, why is that brought down before Hilchot Talmud Torah? The L'chora, I would think, Din Kavod Talmidei Chacham Haya Ra'oi Lavi B'Hilchot Mamrim B'Yachad Hilchot Kibud Av'Eim. There's a Rambam has a section called Hilchot Mamrim, which is authority. Listening to people of we have to respect and give authority to, namely parents. So, Kavod Talmidei Chachamim is also an authoritative figure. One would think that the halacha of respecting Talmidei Chachamim would not be in Hilchot Talmud Torah, it would be in Hilchot Mamrim with respecting one's parents, because it is the same, respecting authority figures. V'nira, left side. V'nira l'mol b'tokzeh, v'ramam ba'l l'amdeinu et ha-sedosh Talmud Torah. The Rambam's teaching is the following thing. Shebeli kavod ha-rav u'kvod ha-torah v'yodeh, without proper respect for Rebbe and the Torah, E Efshar Liskot Klal L'Talmud Torah. One is unable to have respect to learn. Why? Vatznai L'Limud Torah Hu Kavod L'Amdeh V'Yodeh. That the condition of learning Torah is respecting those who teach Torah. And who's this? But Me'agaon Rav Yosha Ber Zatzal. It's Rav Yosef Tov Soloveitchik Zatzal. It's going to Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav writes that in order for us to learn Torah properly, we really have to respect those people who teach Torah. And the Gemara says, if a Rebbe looks like a Malach Hashem Tzvako, looks like an angel, then learn Torah from him. Otherwise, no. The point being is that to really understand Torah well, without respecting those people who give the Torah over, we really cannot really learn Torah well. And therefore, we become full circle. Because even though we talked about two different reasons behind Malacha V'Haklup Panim B'Rabo B'Rego, either Kavod HaRav, or because of Limud Torah, we see that they really are intertwined. Okay, so it's not just a stira. Now, I just want to finish two stories that we're on the same team, that Rav Shalavim, but I want to say two stories of Lichtenstein Shlita, because we're on the same team, all right? There's no competition, there's no Shiva Gush, but we're on the same team. So we talk about respecting Talmidei Chachamim, so I just want to say two stories which happened this year. One of them I saw by myself, and one of them, if you're interested in people, and one of them I heard from a very close source who was in the room. Okay, you remember the snow this year, a few months ago? The snow? All right, so we live in Talmud, we were snowed out, people enjoyed, whatever. So we didn't go to Gush that Shabbat, we have friends who live in Alon Shvut, but we got snowed out. So 2 weeks later, when it was a little bit lower, we went to Alon Shvut, and very friends there. So in the morning, there's a shul there, not in Yeshiva, where the rabbi is called Rav Yatzri Mon, he himself is an alumnus of Gush, And in that shul, that's where Mrs. Terrigan's husband davens. It's a very, very, a lot of Talmidei Chachamim in that shul, including Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. So in Shabbat morning, he's over 80, Dave Essen. Shabbat morning was Tfilat Shacharit, and it was Tfilat Shabbalachash. It was quiet. I heard a noise, and I opened my eyes, and Rav Aaron, he had fallen. And very quickly, a lot of doctors, medics, they knew what to do. It was really professional. They really knew what they were doing. Within a few minutes, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was taken to another room, and people were very concerned that things should be all right. So that was in the Tfilat Shacharit. In the middle of laning, between one elite to another, Rav Yatzri Mon, the Rav, he approached where the laning was. He stopped and he said that I have an announcement to make, that Baruch Hashem, Rav Lichtenstein is conscious, is totally conscious, Baruch Hashem. He does, however, have some pain in his back, which is being treated. Now get ready for this. But what the Rav wants to say is that he's concerned that the davening should continue as normal. Can you imagine, this man's 80 plus, he's in a lot of pain, all right? And what's he thinking about? Not about himself. He's thinking about that the few hundred people are davening, they should be thinking about him, they should daven to the Gadosh Baruch Hu. That's an amazing thing. Now, Rav Aaron, the course of the year, he was in the hospital for a while, including even one day or so in intensive care. Function is a lot better, and he came back to Yeshiva, and YouTube was a whole big, very emotional, and he's back in Yeshiva Baruch Hashem, but he's no longer the youngster he used to be. So now, the family hired a shamash, Rav Dov Karol, who was with Rav Aaron, drives with him, and it's not Namitan Yeshiva, the family does, and my friend, who hosts us for that Shabbat, he's very close to the shamash. Now, about a month ago, the most amazing thing, Rav Lichtenstein, with his shamash, walked into the office of Gush and said that they should reduce his salary because he's not doing as much he used to do. I mean, can you just imagine that? I mean, talking about honesty and it's just an amazing thing. Obviously, thank God they obviously didn't listen to him when they refused to abide by his request. But that's mamish kavod tibnichem. When you have a rebbe like that, who is ben adam l'makom and adam l'machavero, so it's such a high level, then the Torah which they give just strikes roots even more. So b'zeh Hashem we should be zocha to honor Talmidei Chachamim, to learn lots of Torah. It's a pleasure to learn Torah together today, and we should hope for very good things. Have a good day. All the best. Thanks.